All right, short idea for Parshas Vayetze, Tav Shin Pei Off, Alernish Vili Nishmas. My wife's grandmother passed away this week. Vili Nishmas, Rachel Perel, Bas, Moshe. You know, Parshas Vayetze is a Seder Sosum, which means that there's no openings and there's no openings in every line of the Parsha. There's got to be a deeper message. And Rabbi Lezer Gelzahler and his Sefer Sichos Eliezer, whose Yartzeh was also this week, Tess Kislev, tells us a beautiful Sfas Emes. If you want to look it up inside, it's in Tuf Reish Nun. He says exactly what is the inyan of Seder Vayetze, Parshas Vayetze being a Seder Sosum. He says, you want to know why? It's to teach us that Yaakov Avinu never stopped thinking about returning to Eretz Yisrael. He never stopped thinking about Yitzchak Avinu. He never stopped thinking about his mission to come back. The haremez shelo pasuk Avinu Yaakov, shelo pasuk Avinu Yaakov, v'lo huzach daito mid yitzios l'chutz l'artz, acher chazor v'yivko b'malach ebo. At the end of the day, he always had in mind that he's going to return back to his father, to return back to Eretz Yisrael. Because that's what Chazal, we know what the pasuk says in Chavzai Mem Dalet, and when Yaakov worked for the days of Rachel, they were so loving days, such days filled with ahava. And says the Sfas Emes, these weren't just days filled with ahava for Rachel, but they were days filled with ahava for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Ultimately, the days filled with Yaakov, his love for Yitzchak Avinu, his love for his father. At the end of the day, why is it a Dover Sos? Why is it a Seder Sosum? Why is it a Parshat Sosum? Just so that Yaakov never lost, he never lost track of what his end goal was. He never lost track about leaving Yitzchak, and he was on a mission. There was no hafsaka, there was no ending, because at the end of the day, he had his eyes on the prize. His eyes on the prize was to always to return to Eretz Yisrael, and to return to Yitzchak Avinu. Ultimately, it's a tremendous connection, tremendous lesson for us, that anything and everywhere we go, we always have the Ribbono Shel Olam in mind. No matter what the choshech is, we know the menorah is there. Kiner mitzvah Torah or, as we head now into these few days before Hanukkah, kiner mitzvah Torah or. The Torah is our guideline, the Torah is our ways, the Torah is our map. Let's make sure to act like Yaakov Avinu. And at the end of the day, in our lives, there's never a Seder, there's never an opening. We always find, how can I bring Kavod Shemaim? How can I make a Kiddush Hashem? How can I be more kind, more caring, more sensitive? How can I make my David and my learning better? And that way, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll have those yom machadim like Yaakov Avinu had. Those days were filled with ahava, filled with tremendous dedication and tremendous love for the Bona Shem. Good Shabbos.